Winterbourne Junior Girls School, we have a range of enrichment days planned for throughout the year. These are to fulfil the wider and broader curriculum and to enrich the fabulous education we already provide. All because we want our girls to have a broad and balanced, memorable days. So far, the school has already covered science, design and technology, art and history. And I can welcome Miss Bashir, who's our subject lead for geography, who will start us off.
Right, girls, our Geography Enrichment Day was designed to enhance your mapping and your fieldwork skills. So how do you think that the day has helped you to further practice these skills?
So we had a paper and we were using computers. We had to log in and then we had physical and human features on the paper. We needed to use Google Earth to find out where those human and physical features were to see if...
Which country were you looking at on Google Earth?
We were looking at Europe.
Europe and?
United Kingdom.
And the United Kingdom. Okay, excellent.
We were making a map, a world map, a globe, and we learned if the countries are closer to the equator, the countries will be hotter, and the further the countries are from the equator, the colder the country gets. And we learned about the countries in Europe, and we were looking at the United Kingdom on the map.
We were also using coordinates to locate places, and also we were talking about longitude and latitude and how they are imaginary lines on the Earth.
And why do we need those? Why do we need to know
so
that?
So we can locate places.
To help locate places. Anything else?
Also, so we can figure out time zones in different countries.
Absolutely, yeah, it helps the different time zones. Excellent, well done.
We also learn about the eight directions on a compass, and it helps us to find countries without using our phones.
So did you learn that how many points are there on your compass?
There are eight.
Can anyone name the 8 points on their compass?
There's north, east, west, south, northwest, southeast, southwest, and northeast.
Northeast, excellent, well done. Okay.
In geography, we were learning how to use fieldwork to observe, record and label the key features of a school locality.
So we conducted this fieldwork and we wanted to answer a geographical inquiry. Could you remember what geographical question were under our fieldwork?
Our inquiry was what key features are in place in our school local area to make the streets safer for the public.
Why do you think fieldwork is important? Why couldn't we have done that lesson in the classroom?
So we can actually get a taste of the real world, and not just and we can't just learn about it in our classrooms. We need to go experience the real world.
So where did you go?
We went to Winterbourne Road, and we also went to London Road. And we saw lots of different signs and like pedestrian crosses and things like that to help us make our place safer.
And when you went on the locality walk and you looked at all the signs and symbols that are around, what did you have to then do with that knowledge?
We had to add it to a map and so that we know where things are.
Excellent. What sort of map was that that you were doing outside while you were walking around?
It was a map that had all the roads that we were going to go to.
Okay, excellent. And when you came back in, what was the next thing you needed to do with that?
We had to place it on a paper with out the block around it.
And did you add any more things onto your map to make it more clear?
We needed map symbols.
Mm-hmm. And what about the directions? Did you add compass points on your map?
Yes.
Okay, and did you do any other map work? Yeah.
In our other lesson, we were learning how to use map symbols. So for some of them, we were learning public houses and a symbol for that in case of an emergency. And we needed to look at a map to find a telephone in case of emergency to call someone. We learned the symbol for a telephone. And
yeah.
We also learned how to do a four-figure grid and a six-figure grid.
And how do you do that? What was this? How do you do a four-figure grid reference?
So there are names or icons, and we find one of them, and we go to the left corner, the left bottom corner of the box, and go down to see what number it is, and go across to see what number it is.
Okay, so you did the other end. Okay, perfect. So it's four grid. Anyone want to add to that? Was it easy to do the grid reference, the four-figure grid reference?
It was tricky, but we eventually got the hang of it.
And so what's a six-figure grid reference? I saw some of you have got six-figure grid references in your books.
A six-figure grid is when the icons are... the boxes are smaller, and you have to... it's the numbers aren't... all on the line, and they're in the corners, so you have to go to the one closest to the corner.
So it helps you pinpoint it more accurately on the map by using
yes.
the six grid figure references. Excellent.
And girls, you were mentioning that you use technology, Google Earth, to detect man-made and physical features. So can you tell us something about man-made features or physical features?
Man-made features are places that are built by humans, but physical features are places that came up by themselves and no humans like made it.
So they're natural.
Natural. Can you give some examples of some physical features?
A physical feature is like mountains.
Mountains?
Maybe a hill or a trees.
And rivers.
Yeah, rivers and trees and mountains. Excellent, well done.
There was a landscape called the Roman Baths, and that was a man-made feature.
Oh, so you could spot man-made features from Google Earth as well.
Yes.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And girls, when you went out for fieldwork skill, what specific skills did you actually use for your fieldwork?
We used our mapping skills.
Mm-hmm.
And we used our observation skills.
And what about measuring distances?
Yeah, we used that too.
You didn't have any tools with you, so how did you actually approximately measure distances from one place to another?
So if we saw how many steps there were and how much we were walking.
Exactly. And what about proportion? When you were looking at things, did you actually... think about drawing them in proportion to another thing? For example, one thing is bigger than the other. When you're drawing on them on the map, how did you proportionate the sizes?
We weren't drawing exact replicas, but we were drawing easy symbols for anyone to remember.
That's a good point, actually.
Good symbols, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So how does enrichment days actually work? You've all talked about all the different activities you did. Did you all do them at the same time in the same room? How does it work at Winterbourne? You can speak, girls.
In Winterbourne, we have I think like about 30 minutes in each classroom, and we do an activity about the subject of enrichment day.
So everybody gets to move around the school and go and visit every single class, meet every single teacher, and have it taught that way. Excellent.
And did you realise that some activities you learn in one class, they are being implemented in another lesson, so you get to actually reinforce them or consolidate them? Yes? So could you give us one example when you've learned something in one classroom and that was quite handy skill to apply in another lesson?
In the lesson where we saw all the landfills and and we can locate our that we also use the same picture to put symbols on it so we remember what they are.
Yeah, and you learned symbols in one of the lessons.
Yes.
And when you went out for the field work, you were using those symbols?
Yes. During the field work, we had to draw the symbols of our environmental factors around us. But when doing that, our previous lesson on how to use symbols helped me because we had to come up with our own symbols to replace...
To represent the features outside. Yes, yeah.
And I saw one class, there was string. What do you need string for in geography?
We can use string to find out a distance on a map, and we can use the string and align it with a scale to see how long the distance would be.
Excellent. That's so it. Why do we need scales in maps then?
Because it can help us to find a shorter way around, and it will tell us which way is a shortcut or a long way.
Yeah, excellent. So you can work out distance, can't you, and measure how far it's going to be. So that was very useful. Did you like using the string?
Yes, it made the activity more fun.
More fun, yeah?
Yeah,
so you could actually put it against the scale and each part you could then measure it. So you had to use a bit of maths then as well. The scales, didn't you?
Another thing, in terms of using technology, girls, you've used Google Earth for Enrichment Day, but other than that, we've got another technology in our school, which is a really good way to visually look at the places. That gives you a sense of place. So what technology do we use in our school?
We use VR goggles.
Where did you go? Have you been anywhere with your VRs? What countries have you visited?
We went to
When we were doing our Growing Up Around the World project, so we looked at different places around the continent.
Developing countries and non-developing countries.
Okay. And in year three, I think you went and visited somewhere.
We visited in China, the Indian spice market.
Oh, okay. And I think in year three, did you go to Egypt? Did you look inside a tomb?
Yes,
you did, didn't you? Excellent.
We looked in the Roman baths.
Brilliant, because you're doing the Romans. So the VRs help you because we can't physically take you to those places. So we have to use all those technologies to help explore the geographical features of those areas, don't we?
We had to describe what we saw in the VR headset.
Excellent. So you looked at the pyramid, where it was in the world, and then you went inside, didn't you? Tutankhamun's. Excellent. Well done.
Yeah. It gives you that sense of place and also tells you about human geography of the area. How much is that developed and if it's underdeveloped. Yes.
Thank you very much, girls. Very interesting. I hope you enjoyed your enrichment day.
Yes.
Yeah.